Each and every Monday is $9 Monday at both wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com, when all daily picks packages are priced at only $9, including 5% best bets, normally priced at $35. As an added bonus, any picks packages loaded early for overnight Tuesday or action during the week will also be priced at $9 until midnight on Monday. So make sure to take advantage of getting these $25 and $35 picks for only $9 before the clock strikes 12 and they return to regular price.
Welcome on in to Asian Baseball Today, the Monday edition, which, for those of you who haven't heard, will be our only edition moving forward here as we head on into the KBO and NPB playoffs. But that just means we're going to have even more fun on Mondays. It's $9 Mondays. You can get both of our experts plays that are loaded now, even an entire CFB card loaded for Tokyo Brandon that you can find over at wagertalk.com. Who am I talking about? Well, let's bring them in. I'm your host, Dan Alexander, and I got with me Adam Trigger and Tua Keo Brandon still riding high with his Miami Dolphins, a win over the Bills. But we're here to talk some Asian baseball. But Brandon, I will start with you. Of course, you're always loading these Asian baseball plays. The record speaks for itself, but you've also dipped your toe into the college football side of things. You're up 33% profit in one weekend alone. You got a $9 card loaded right now. What else you got up for your clients? And of course, how are you doing, Brandon?
Doing pretty good. Tua's doing pretty good too. Anyways, we'll get back to this at the end of the season. But Bengals minus -3 over the Dolphins. Can't believe it. But anyways, let's get to $9 Monday. So Wager Talk lets us price all our packages and all of our plays at $9. And I went through the college football lines yesterday. I went 22-11 last weekend and gained 33% profit. So I have my whole football card up for this weekend. It's $9, and I also have a 5% play tonight, which I just released 5 minutes before the show because the KBO lines came out late, but I did release a 5% play for $9 as well in the KBO tonight. So a lot up there, big smorgasbord of $9 deals on $9 Monday at Wager Talk.
Yeah, that should be ringing like an alarm when Tokyo Brandon drops a 5% right before showtime. I'm not staying, stop watching this, but maybe open a little side window before that line moves. 5%ers from Tokyo Brandon. They tend to do that. So, Trig, how are you doing, my man? What do you have posted tonight for $9 Monday? And how was your weekend, brother?
Yeah, Dan, I'm doing great. No, everything's been going pretty good. I mean, MLB and KBO are both in the plus, so regardless of what happens this next week or two, I'm still going to end up way ahead in baseball across both of them this season. I've got a $9 Monday, 4% play in MLB, up 50% profit in MLB on the year. So great season there, really good season in KBO. And, you know, hopefully we can finish that out, strong over the next week or two get ready to wrap up the regular season. Great football weekend too, 3-1. On college football. I hit my only 5% play of the year so far in college football on Friday night, and it was the $2 Tuesday play. So appreciate everyone that bought that, supported that. Glad it was able to cash. And Dan, I'm off to an 8-3 start in the NFL regular season, and that's after winning some money in the preseason. So it's all going pretty good. But it can change so quickly. So same thing every single day. You know, can never get too high or too low. Just keep grinding it out and hope we get to the end of the season ahead, which I think we're going to.
Always stay in grinding. And with all these sports going on, KBO sometimes a little bit more profitable than ever with some lines further down the board. I think the reluctance of these odds makers to be posting the lines is indicative of the fact that there may be some edges to be had. And that's what the guys are here to do on Asian Baseball Today. So Let's catch everybody up so we're all on the same page with the standings update. My SSG Landers still clinging on to the first spot there, but LG keeping it interesting just off a win, 6-4 in their last 10. Kiwoom doing a little bit of streaking of them their own, two wins straight there. And NC is the team I think we're all kind of watching. Can they move into that five spot? Well, two straight losses, just 4-6 in their last 10, not being able to quite capitalize on Kia going 3-7 in their last 10. So, guys, only three games are on the slate for tomorrow morning or this evening if you're on Tokyo Brandon's time. So I'm going to start with you, Adam, and we can kind of go through all of these games, at least touch on all three of them. But let's just start with how you're kind of looking at this playoff picture moving forward and how this week kind of shakes out for some teams.
Yeah, so we'll just start with the playoff picture real quick. As you said, SSG, 3.5-game lead on LG. Those two will battle for the top spot. Kiwoom has a lead on KT, but the interesting thing there is KT has far more games to play. So they can actually play their way. They're either going to play their way in terms of close to Kiwoom or play their way out. It's more on what KT does, not what Kiwoom does. And then you've got the Kia Tigers, who really had a huge weekend. Getting those two wins over the weekend were massive for them. They saw their lead dwindle to like a half game, but the Kia Tigers had a good week. And now they're back in the number five spot, 2.5 games ahead of NC. And I believe 3.5 ahead of Lotte, 4 ahead of Samsung. Now, Dan, the interesting thing about this week is this is really – so we're in the part of the schedule where it's all makeup games, okay? So this week you got teams that have 7 games, and you have other teams that have 4 games. Kiwoom, because they play in a dome, has the fewest makeups. They only play 3 games this week. But you're talking about teams like LG – NC and Doosan will all play 7 games because they're going to play on Monday this week. So there's not everyone's got the Monday off day coming up because they're using it for makeup games. So, I mean, it's great. It's great for NC in the respect that they are chasing Kia. A lot of that 2-game deficit or the 2.5-game deficit there is games that they can potentially win and make up a half game each time. So Kia only plays 4 games this week. NC plays 7. But the problem you're going to see some of these teams run, and maybe, you know, NC is probably a good example of it. Do they have the pitching to sustain playing 7 games with no day off? LG plays 7 games with no day off. We know LG's deep and they've got, you know, enough pitching to probably do it. Doosan plays 7 games with no day off, and that could be a big issue. Because Doosan is completely out of it. And if they were ever going to just like, they've got to be looking at the schedule, Dan, and being just like, they just can't be like overly enthusiastic about having to play 7 straight days with no off day, meaningless games that mean nothing. Mm. So if you were just going to fade a team on principle right now, I think it would have to be Doosan because that's just a brutal schedule of games that mean nothing to them. And the team that might be in a really good spot is that team in fifth place, Kia Tigers, because they've only got 4 games. They've got a couple games off. And the NC Dinos are going to have to play every single day this week. So it's something to look at. Make sure if you're betting these games, you're in tune with what's going on in the schedule, because there are some games that are teams that are going to have loaded pitching. Their bullpen's going to be fresh. And you're going to have other teams that are on like game number 4 or 5 that are just running out of arms. And it might create some good spots later in the week. So that's definitely something to keep an eye on this week in KBO.
So that's Trigg's thoughts on the KBO picture. Before we talk Japanese baseball and NPB, Brandon, you have anything else to add? Since, you know, we have a little extra time here. We're going to be talking Kiwoom NC in just a little bit here. We got best bets for you as well. But just your thoughts on this KBO playoff picture before we talk a little NPB with you, Brandon.
Dan, you must have read my mind, because while Adam was talking, a couple of thoughts popped into my head and I was going to add on, but thank you for the transition there so I can do it smoothly, because I'm a smooth criminal. Anyway, so speaking of Doosan, actually, that's one of my favorite Michael Jackson songs. It's a pretty good song. Speaking of Doosan, this week, check the schedules and check the starting pitching. If you see a pitcher named Park Shin-Z starting for Doosan, this guy has no business starting. Even in the KBO, he has no business being a starter. If you see Park Shin-Z getting a start for Doosan, fade the hell out of him because he's awful. And Doosan's bullpen is awful as well. Not only are they awful, but they're going to have almost no rest. So watch Doosan closely. If they use a lot of relievers tonight, tomorrow, if you see them starting to use their bullpen up, Doosan is a huge fade spot this whole week. Whereas teams like KT, they have, you know, a better bullpen and they have more rest. So teams like KT, bet on. Teams like Doosan, fade. Especially if you see Park Shin-Z. That guy is awful. Fade him. Fade him hard.
So just to make it, just to make it straight, yeah. Brandon, fade him hard indeed. So NPB playoff picture, we talked KBO, we nailed that down. You can hop in your comments and give us your thoughts, but let's talk a little Japanese baseball. And Brandon, you're our expert there, so the floor is yours.
I'm turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really think so. Do 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 do. You know, that's a good song by the Vipers. And then Kirsten Dunst did a remake of that. She went to Akihabara here in Tokyo like 8 years ago. Yeah, go to YouTube and check Turning Japanese by Kirsten Dunst. Yeah, she actually did a remake of that song. It was kind of funny. She's doing, I guess she's into cosplay or something like that. But anyways, let's talk about MPP. So like Adam said, you know, both leagues are coming down to the nitty gritty here. And if you throw up that graphic, let's take a look at how the MPB is shaking out, because I love this time of year. This is the perfect time of year to either hard fade people or hard back them. So the way you determine who to fade and who to back is who's in the playoff run, because other teams are just pretty much throwing in the towel. So as opposed to KBO, Japanese baseball is split into two leagues. We have the Central League and we have the Pacific League. So Yakult, they just clinched the championship for Central League, which means they get a first-round bye in the playoffs. But they're not a complete fade right now because they have a batter named Murakami, and he's on the precipice of doing something that he's on the precipice of making history. He has 55 home runs, and he just tied Sadaharu Oh for the most home runs by a Japanese-born player. Sadaharu Oh has a Taiwanese parent, but he was born in Japan, so they consider him Japanese. They both had 55. So now Murakami needs one more home run to become the all-time home run Japanese-born hitter. Now, the Japanese all-time record is 60 home runs, and he's five off of that, and they only have six games left. So it's not looking like he's going to break the all-time home run record set by Ballantyn about 15 years ago, who also played for Yakult. But he does have a chance to break the Japanese-born home run record to get 56. Now, his last home run was the game I went to, which was about 10 days ago. He slammed two home runs in that game, and he hasn't hit a home run since. So I guarantee you someone's going to throw him a meatball and let him crush it to break that record in the next six games. Somebody's going to let him break it. But besides Murakami, Yakult is going to be resting their starters. They might give them spot starts to keep their legs fresh, but Yakult overall should be a fade in the next six games. Other teams fighting for playoff spots are DeNA in the Central, Yomiuri, Hanshin. They're all fighting for a playoff spot. And Hiroshima, the only team that's not fighting for a playoff spot is Chunichi. So Chunichi, you could pretty much fade them. So over to the Pacific League. Sorry, I'm going long. Pacific League will be pretty quick. Every team's fighting for playoff spot. Nobody has clinched it yet. But SoftBank needs four more wins, and they got five games left. So this is going to be a fight to the finish. SoftBank, Oryx, Seibu, they all have a chance. Seibu and Rakuten are pretty much fighting for that last third place playoff spot, whereas Lotte and Nippon Ham are pretty much out of it. As a matter of fact, Nippon Ham is throwing in 19-year-old college students playing. I mean, they won yesterday, but They beat Rakuten because Rakuten has an idiot coach and he makes really bad decisions, and they pretty much lose two or three runs based on his dumb decisions almost every night. But Nippon Ham is definitely a fade because they're just throwing in warm bodies to finish out the season. Basically, their manager is throwing out people to see what he has for next year. So Nippon Ham, definite fade. Yakult, a definite fade. Pretty much everyone else is in the running. So that's my advice for the next 6 to 7 games as the MPB season winds down.
And Tokyo Brandon, the biggest fan of Rakuten's coach, just as much as Tua,
he's apparently. An idiot.
Yeah. What are we going to say, Trey, before we get into this feature here?
Yeah, I mean, Brandon kind of makes a good point that can be applied to KBO as well. I think you're going to see that a lot this week with Hanwha and Doosan, just kind of seeing what they have for next year, especially Doosan, who has to play. But like Hanwha still has to play 6 games this week as well. And they're all meaningless games. I do think you're going to see that with those two teams where they're just, you know, just throwing guys in there to see what they have, you know, get them some big league reps. You know, so it could work in their favor, but I highly doubt it does. Like, they're probably going to lose more games than they win just based on the fact that, you know, they're going to have less starters in. Like, it's just his same point he just made can probably be applied in KBO this week. Yeah. So I would say Hanwha and Doosan are play against most of the time as well.
One small point to add on to that. Hanwha is used to being bottom dwellers, so it's kind of like the Detroit Lions losing. They'll still try because Hanwha does score. Actually, Hanwha is the best ninth inning scoring team in the KBO. Yeah. I just went over the numbers. Hanwha scores more runs in the ninth inning than any other team.
You know why, Brandon? You know why?
Why is that?
There's an obvious reason for that. Because they get killed half the time, and usually by the ninth inning, some team is throwing like their back end guy in a 6-run game. So that's why. Right. But
the bat boy is pitching.
So, but Doosan's the team to fade. Not Hanwha, because Hanwha's
absolutely
they're in the spot every year. So there's no value. There might be value in going against Doosan.
Yeah, Doosan is like the Patriots. They're used to winning, and suddenly they're not. So they're pretty downtrodden, whereas Hanwha's like the Detroit Lions. They're used to losing, but they'll still try a little bit.
Yep. See, even in that little back and forth, you get those little golden nuggets of actionable info. That's why you tune in here to Asian Baseball Today. Just 3 games to choose from, but this one a pretty big one for our featured game. Let's talk a little Kiwoom and NC Dinos. Mentioned at the top, NC trying to snap a 2-game losing streak. Kiwoom, the -160 favorite, the total in this one sitting at 8. Brandon, I'll throw it back your way. Get your thoughts on our featured game on a short KBO card today.
Yeah, so this is a good one. Both teams need a win. Kiwoom obviously has the better pitcher in Jokish. He's solid. He's great. But NC's throwing out the Shin Min-hyuk, and Shin Min-hyuk is not bad. He's got a 1.31 whip on the season, which is respectable in the KBO. Not near as good as Jokish. And both teams have pretty good bullpens, and both teams are hitting the ball pretty well. NC's hitting a little bit better. So what do you do when one team's hitting better than the other team, but the team that's hitting worse has the better pitcher? Usually I look at unders in that situation. Interesting to note that Kiwoom against NC on the season is 11 wins and 3 losses. I can't explain why, but they are. And Jokish, in the season against NC, he's 0-1 with a 3 ERA, whereas Shin Min-hyuk has a 4.5 ERA against Kiwoom, and he's 1-0. In recent form, Shin Min-hyuk, he's given up 1 earned run, 3 earned runs, and 4 earned runs in his last 3 starts, whereas Jokish has given up. He got blown up for 5 his last start, but before that, 0-1, 0-2. So he's just Joker being Joker. I give Kiwoom the advantage in pitching. I give NC the advantage in hitting, and both bullpens are good. So I might look at an under, but I'm actually not going to bet this game.
Staying away, potentially a little value on that 8 being a tick high, according to Brandon. What are you thinking in this one, Trey? Kiwoom, NC, Kiwoom the favorite.
I think I'd grab the run and a half with NC here. You know, the matchup isn't like amazing for NC. If it was, I would have made it a client play. You know, Eric Jokic has been great for years. That's priced in. Like, he's a great pitcher. But he's given up six or more hits in four of his last six starts. So I think if I was going to bet this game, I'd take the run head start and just roll the dice that maybe he doesn't have his best stuff, because he hasn't been lights out over the past month or so. But if the problem is, if he is lights out, they're going to be in trouble, because when he's on, he's one of the better pitchers in the league. The other thing here is just a desperate spot for NC. They need to win this game, but they also have to, they have seven games coming up. So if they're not going to win this game, it's a really kind of tricky coaching spot, because they can't just burn up all their pitching here. They don't have an off day. They've got seven games in a row, but they have to win the game. So it's like, you know, puts them in kind of a tricky spot. I will say this, if Kiwoom gets an early lead, I think this is probably the best angle in this game. If Kiwoom gets an early lead for some reason, like Shin doesn't have his best stuff and Jokic all of a sudden ends up like 4 or 5-0 ahead, NC's just going to throw some scrub out there for the rest of the game, because they cannot afford to burn a single good arm in this game unless they're going to win the game. So if you want to try, like if you have in play on KBO and you can get in, if Kiwoom goes up like 3-4-0 and you can find like in game over, in game Kiwoom spread, like there's probably not, you know, if Jokic looks like he has his stuff, they have a lead, they'll probably cruise to a win. But the way, if I had to bet this game, I think I would take NC plus 1.5 just based on the sole fact that, as Brandon said, Shin, if he's on, he's pretty good. I mean, his whip on the year, 1.31. He's had a couple dominant starts. I want to say like 2 weeks ago, he fired 7 shutout innings against KT, 10 strikeouts. I mean, he was nasty. So I think if I had to bet this game, I'd take NC plus the 1.5. I think it's like minus 120. Because I think they're going to be fighting tooth and nail. They have to have this game. But in play, if they get down, they're going to just throw in scrubs. So you might be able to play that to your advantage if you have in play on KBO. But yeah, ultimately, didn't make my card. It's going to be a good, should be a good game, though. Like Brandon said, both these teams need it, because Kiwoom is trying to hold off KT right now, and NC is running out of time to catch up to that fifth spot. So I would just hope for a good game here. Take the plus 1.5.
Two different leans from our experts there, looking towards the under, potentially looking towards the dog in this one, getting the 1.5. You can head on over to both their pages now. I want to remind you, it is $9 Monday. Both these guys have some action that you can grab. Trigg has a baseball game going this evening for 4%. Brandon just dropped a 5%er. Head on over there at $9 Monday. You can also get Brandon's entire college football card for just $9, was up 33% profit last weekend. So, Brandon, I'm going to start with you. Let's swing back to the NPB here. You have a best bet for the folks here. Everybody always loves them. Let's keep cashing them. What are you going with tonight in NPB action?
Yeah, so sticking to a lot of Japanese stuff, because the KBO lines came out late. Maybe KBO, maybe the line makers are afraid of our KBO plays, so they're waiting to release them late. Maybe Adam and I have a reputation that precedes us. Nevertheless, I do have a KBO play for best bet for this segment. It is a 2% play that I released to clients before the show. So Rakuten Eagles, my favorite coach in the NPB, they are traveling to Kobe, Japan, to take on, or Osaka, Japan, to take on the Oryx Buffaloes. We got two pitchers who last year were really good and this year kind of fallen off a bit. So Norimoto is going for the Rakuten Eagles. And on the season, career, his whip is 119. So he's got really good career numbers. But this season, he's faded quite a bit. And his whip is 144. And against this team in particular, he's struggled a little bit. And he's on the road today. And he has a coach that makes really bad decisions. I like Oryx in this spot, but I'm not really confident to take him on the win because their bats have been a little bit cold, heating up a little bit. But Miyagi's going for them, and you know, he's hit or miss. He's a better pitcher than Norimoto, but rather than bet aside, I really like Oryx here on the team total over 2.5. The reason being is because Norimoto has struggled this season, and he's struggled particularly against Oryx. And that Rakuten bullpen, ranked 9th out of 12 teams, they are not getting it done, which used to be one of their big strengths. Look for their manager to keep the pitcher in too long and to relieve him after they've lost a 3-run lead, and to put in a relief pitcher with a 6-plus ERA in a time where the game really needs to be won. You can always count on Rakuten's manager to make a decision like that and lose the game. However, rather than a side, I am going to go with the Oryx Buffaloes over 2.5. 2.5 seems too low. They're averaging 3.38 on the year against average pitching, and today they're facing below average pitching. I think they should get to 3 easily. Oryx over 2.5 is my best bet.
Oryx Buffalo bats coming alive tonight, according to Tokyo Brand. And again, head on over to his page, wt.buzz/TB. Trig, we talked about that Kiwoom NC game. You wanted to touch on this KT game coming up tomorrow morning, and the floor is yours, and remind people what you have up for $9 Monday.
Yeah, so $9 Monday, 4% MLB play goes in about an hour, so you can grab that on my page. I also think they just put up a pretty good, like, all-access special that is on all the cappers' pages, should be on mine as well. And I believe that runs maybe till the end of the month. I know it's a limited time, but that is
end
a great
year.
Option. And end of the year. Yeah. I mean, that's, if you're trying to save yourself some money and you know, that's the best option is to all access.
$7 a day till the end of the year.
Yep. Yeah. Long period of time. It's going to save you money in the long run. And that would get you, you know, all of my plays. But yeah, as far as the best bet, tough card here. With only 3 games, we just talked about NC Kiwoom. The other one that I'm sort of looking at, and it's not going to make my client card, but I will use it as a best bet for the show. We'll go to the KT Wiz Doosan Bears game, and I like the KT Wiz here. We already kind of talked about it earlier in the show. Doosan's got to play 7 games this week. They have nothing to play for. Their season is over, and to top it all off, they're a team that typically is in the mix to win this thing. The last few years, they've either won it, come right down to the end. So they're not a team that's used to being in this spot. They're typically getting ready to go to the playoffs, and now they're completely out. They have nothing to play for. They've been one of the worst offensive teams in the league all season, and I have a feeling they're going to be just throwing in young guys. Like, they're not going to really push anyone here because there's no reason to hurt guys or get guys, you know, injured when there's nothing to play for. KT, on the other hand, has a lot to play for because they're currently in the 4th spot. And if they can get hot this week, they might catch Kiwoom for the 3rd spot, which is a big advantage come playoff time. So the KT Wiz still have a ton to play for. And there's a big red flag here for Doosan in terms of their starter, Woonjun Choi. I talked about it all season. If a guy has worse numbers this year than last year as a pitcher, that's a big problem because they really made they expanded the strike zone and made this league more pitcher friendly this year. And Woonjun Choi qualifies there. 3.30 ERA, 1.24 WHIP last year. This year is worse. 3.72, 1.36 WHIP. So he's a guy I would want to fade. And KT's got Wes Benjamin on the mound, who's been a stud really for them since he joined the team. They got him in the middle of the season as a replacement for Cuevas, and he's been great. 1.07 WHIP, and in 14 starts, he hasn't given up more than 3 earned runs. So the price is a little high at -160, but KT needs this game. Doosan has nothing to play for, and KT is just simply better in just about every phase. So I'd roll with the KT Wiz if you want to bet for KBO on Tuesday morning. -160 KT Wiz is going to be my best bet here.
And if I can add to that, I have a feeling. If I'm not mistaken, Choi Won Jun, the Doosan starter, I think he just started 4 or 5 days ago, too. I think he's on short rest, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he didn't go. So it's a good point. Like, he didn't go very deep. But that's something, you know, if we're going to talk about this game, that really we should add. He really hasn't gone past, like, 5 innings in a while. And I think the reason he had such a short outing was because a couple starts, I mean, it took him 110 pitches just to get five innings. So I had that written down in my notes that he's really labored like over the last month where it's taken him,
he's tired,
80, 90 pitches and he gets like four or five innings. He's putting guys on base. It's just, yeah, Brandon, I think he's tired. That's ultimately, I think he's fatigued. So even if they, like, there's no incentive for Doosan to like run him out there past like for a long period of time. It's going to be tough for Doosan to win some of these last few games. So yeah, KT Wiz -160 is pretty good bet in my opinion.
Agree.
So we gave you some thoughts on the games for KBO. Again, a short card, only three plays. If you want Brandon's top-rated play, 5%, or you can head on over to his page and get it for just $9. Or, like Trigg was saying, grab one of those long-term packages, get all the access, and then it's all delivered right to your inbox. You get them as soon as they're posted, before the lines move. You can get all access from both of these guys. Great deals over at wt.buzz/deals. Outside of their pages alone. So, guys, that's going to do it for us here. The Monday edition coming to a close. We will see you next Monday. And potentially, I don't know, Brandon might be taking another victory lap on Tua. We'll be having to see on next Monday's show. But for Trigg, for Brandon, I'm Dan Alexander, and we'll see you in a week on Asian Baseball Today.
Each and every Monday is $9 Monday at both wagertalk.com and sportsmemo.com when all daily picks packages are priced at only $9, including 5% best bets normally priced at $35. As an added bonus, any picks packages loaded early for overnight Tuesday or action during the week will also be priced at $9 until midnight on Monday. So make sure to take advantage of getting these $25 and $35 picks for only $9 before the clock strikes 12 and they return to regular price.